And of course, the most eminent surrogate that Hillary Clinton has deployed is Michelle Obama, who spoke to an audience of millennials yesterday at George Mason University in Virginia. NPR's Ailsa Chang was there.
This was a rally for Hillary Clinton, but Michelle Obama's presence here got people thinking about a totally different woman.
This is like a Beyonce concert.
Yes.
Like a Beyonce concert?
Yes. They described it as a Beyonce concert.
Wait, who described it as a Beyonce
concert? Somebody in the crowd.
And these three seniors at George Mason University agreed. I asked these women, Dami Ario, LaQuasia Lee Grand, and Corinne Owsley, what made it feel like Beyonce? Lee Grand said it was just that everyone glowed with positivity.
Last time when Clinton was here, there was so many anti-Clinton people standing on the line.
But this time, Lee Grand said she didn't see any anti-Clinton demonstrators outside because the First Lady just has a different effect on people.
Like, knowing that the First Lady is here, I'm not going to, like, you know.
Push it. I'm not
going to. What can you say about Michelle that's negative? Like,
yeah.
And the Clinton campaign hopes some of that rock star sparkle will rub off on their own candidate.
Michelle Obama!
Mrs. Obama's popularity is soaring. Her approval rating was at 64% in last month's Gallup poll. And this crowd wanted her to stay four more years.
Let me say this. You have me and Barack working on your behalf for the rest of our lives, so no need to worry. We're gonna be here.
The First Lady then tore into Donald Trump without ever mentioning his name. She warned against a candidate who is erratic and threatening, who traffics in prejudice, fears, and lies, and who she said can't be trusted with the gravity of the office.
When you're making life or death, war or peace decisions, a president can't just pop off.
She said it's not enough for a commander-in-chief to have good judgment. The president needs superb judgment.
Because a president can hire the best advisors on earth, but let me tell you, five advisors will give five different opinions. And the president alone is always the one to make the final call. Believe me.
Then Mrs. Obama spoke directly to the younger members of the crowd. She said in 2012, voters under 30 provided her husband's margin of victory in four battleground states. In Virginia, the difference between the candidates was 31 votes per precinct.
In Ohio, the difference there was just 9 votes per precinct. Do you hear me? In Florida, the difference was 6 votes per precinct. Take that in for a moment.
Dami Ario did take that in. When she first walked into the rally, feeling like she was at a Beyonce concert, she wasn't sure she wanted to vote for Clinton or vote at all. But now, she says, she realizes how much she could help defeat Trump.
I was like, okay, yeah, you definitely put that into perspective. Okay, yes. Yes, I have to do something.
Though what still makes Ario hesitate a little about Clinton is the feeling that she can't trust her. Audra Nixon of Fulton, Maryland, gets that. But she says Michelle Obama's full-throated endorsement makes Clinton seem more trustworthy.
I think what she contributes is authenticity. And when you have a person who's transparent and authentic and she's in support of a presidential candidate, those of us who believe in Michelle, her belief in Hillary is kind of transferred.
So, no doubts for Nixon now. When she was in line to get into this event, she tweeted, "Yes, I am definitely a Hillary fan."
And then I said, hashtag FLOTUS to POTUS, because, oh my God, the idea that she could ever possibly run for the presidency.
Oh, Michelle, I thought you were talking about Hillary being FLOTUS to POTUS. That's FLOTUS to POTUS.
You're right.
Yeah.
She was, but I was talking about Michelle.
I know.
President Obama has said before that one of the things certain in life is that his wife will not run for president, something Clinton might be thankful for this year. Ailsa Chang, NPR News, Fairfax, Virginia.